in our discussions of bonds and then stocks and then mutual funds, we always discussed the accumulation phase, building up our nest egg. But now here we're going to discuss the distribution phase, drawing them down, drawing down our investments. The traditional wisdom for many decades was that you should be heavily invested, if not fully invested, in bonds and other shorter-term investments in your retirement years. But that was a long time ago when people didn't live as long as they're living now. Now, we're living a whole lot longer. So we really do need to keep some growth in our portfolio, and that means stocks and for financial assets. Real estate's a whole other world, and we discussed that in a different venue. But so we're going to take a look at two different scenarios. One where we put our money all into bonds using a bond mutual fund, and then when we use a balance fund. Another when we use stocks and bonds through a well-managed balance fund. Now remember, most of us are going to be investing in mutual funds. So let's take a look at these illustrations, and I have them queued up on the local hard drive because I think it's just a lot easier. So here's another one of those foolproof hypothetical illustrations. Be afraid, be very afraid, realize that you could lose money, and read all this and go to sleep, and then click here so that you, oh yeah, right. And so we're going to start with $500,000. Now, can you do that? Yes, you can. Yeah, I know it sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but over 30, 40 years of investing prudently while you live your life, raise your kids if you have them, or the dogs or the cats or whatever, and then you're ready to kick back. So what can we do with 500 grand? Well, we're going to start taking out 5% annually. So that's $25,000 the first year. And then we're going to increase that by 3%. No, not 5, 8, 11, 14. No. We're going to, whatever we took, $25,000, we're going to take 3% of that and then increase that every year. Okay? And see how our portfolio does. Well, we start off in 1994 when bonds had a little bit of a down year, so our portfolio fell a little bit. But we're hoping that the bond fund should do fairly well. You know, we get 4, 5, 6, 7% from a bond fund. We're really happy. And so it looks as though the bonds, the portfolio is starting to rise. And it does. Especially in 2001, 2002, when bonds actually did well. And now notice our withdrawals are rising also. Until we hit 2007, where we hit about 554,000, and then 2008 occurs. Everybody fell down. Bonds, not as much as stocks or real estate. Real estate got clobbered, but still, we got hit pretty hard. And we sort of start recovering, but then not really. Because what's happening? Our income is rising. Our withdrawals are rising. And this is what we'd expect. It's been 25 years. Say we retired at 65. We're now 90. We've, from our $500,000, we've taken out $900,000. Pretty darn good, right? A lot better than if we put it in a bank. But now we see that our nest egg is dwindling fairly quickly now. We've returned 5.67%. Well, that's about what we can expect from a bond fund. If we get that much, oh boy, congratulations, because we got lower volatility along with that. And the graph shows it. There was that little downturn in bonds in 1994, but then bonds started to come back and are still giving us that income. And then there's 2008. There's 2008. Ugh. And we kind of, but never really do recover. But this is what people have come to expect. This is what they expect in their golden years. They expect their nest egg to be used up. But we can do better, I think, in my humble opinion. Because what we need to do is realize that we're living far longer in retirement. So we're going to take a look at a different illustration. This one's, again, be afraid, be very afraid. Don't invest because you can lose money, or do invest, but just realize it's going to be years you're going to lose money. And so instead of that bond fund, we're going to use that same balance fund we discussed in the previous chapter on mutual funds. And it's not the only one out there, but it's actually a very well-run mutual fund. And we're starting with $500,000. We'll take 5% annually out of that nest egg and increase our withdrawals, not our contributions, increase our withdrawals 3% every year. And so we're taking out the exact same amount that we did with the bond fund. But watch now as our nest egg grows, and grows fairly smartly. Even though it's gone down a little bit in 2002, it's doing fairly well until 2007, when we had $1.2 million, and next year a little under $900,000. Still not as bad as an all-stock portfolio. And we didn't run, we didn't hide, we still took out our money, and now things have gone well for us. We've received 9.53%. Our withdrawals are exactly the same as they were with the bond portfolio. We've taken out over $900,000, but our nest egg is $1.8 million with an average annual return of 9.53%. Now, folks, I don't expect this particular mutual fund to do as well as it's done going into the future. Why? Because it's just too much to ask from a balance fund. If you get 7-8% from a balance fund, you've done well for yourself, and those people should be applauded. These guys have done a whole, the gals have done a whole lot better. But that doesn't mean they're going to do it in the future. Remember, past results are not guarantees of future results. But the graph shows what we see, what we've looked at in numbers, the graph shows in pictures. We started off a little slowly in 94, but then off to the races. There's the 2000 to 2002 downturn. Not as bad as if we just had all stocks. And then there's 2008, and we almost have a heart attack because we're in our we're in our late 70s, early 80s. But then we don't run, we don't hide, and things have done fairly well. There's 2008, a little downturn. So the moral of the story is, even in retirement, you need some growth. Now, I don't expect, again, this company and other companies to do as well in the future as this one has done in the past. But still, you will have some growth. And also, if you're into your late 80s, early 90s, you're not going to keep this much money sitting around. You're going to start spending it down. You're going to have more fun with it. Maybe not. You read about people who never spent their nest egg and lived off their Social Security, and even though they could easily have treated themselves to some fun. But you decide. You'll decide. The key is to think long term and realize that if the world does end and there's stock market completely crashes and the bond market completely crashes and there's and everything's falling apart, and the streets are falling apart, and there's no gas or food, or it doesn't matter where your money is. Thank you so much for such a great semester, dear students. We are so very proud of you. We want you to be awesome. We want you to have the best luck and success in this life, and invest wisely. And, of course, you can contact me whenever, assuming I'm still kicking. I love to talk about this stuff, and I could talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So be careful. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you.